May the Lord help us to commence by singing hymn 620. Sin has a thousand pleasing charms, which flatter to preserve from harms. She richly gilds her pleasing baits, and calls her trash delicious sweets. Hymn 620.
Thank you. three psalms from God's holy word. Firstly, we'll read part of Psalm 18. Part of Psalm 18, reading up to verse 31. I will love thee, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom I will trust, my buckler and the horn of my salvation and my high tower. I will call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from mine enemies. The sorrows of death compassed me, and the floods of ungodly men made me afraid. The sorrows of hell compassed me about. The snares of death prevented me. In my distress I called upon the Lord, and cried unto my God. He heard my voice out of his temple, and my cry came before him, even into his ears. Then the earth shook and trembled, the foundations also of the hills moved and were shaken, because of he was wroth. There went up a smoke out of his nostrils, and fire out of his mouth devoured. Coals were kindled by it. He bowed the heavens also and came down, and darkness was under his feet. And he rode upon a cherub and did fly, yea, he did fly upon the wings of the wind. He made darkness his secret place. His pavilion round about him were dark waters, and thick clouds of the skies. At the brightness that was before him, his thick clouds passed, hailstones and coals of fire. The Lord also thundered in the heavens, and the highest gave his voice, hailstones and coals of fire. Yea, he sent out his arrows and scattered them, and he shot out lightnings and discomfited them. The channels of waters were seen, and the foundations of the world were discovered at thy rebuke, O Lord, at the blast of the breath of thy nostrils. He sent from above, he took me, he drew me out of many waters. He delivered me from my strong enemy and from them which hated me, for they were too strong for me. They prevented me in the day of my calamity, but the Lord was my stay. He brought me forth also into a large place. He delivered me, because he delighted in me. The Lord rewarded me according to my righteousness. According to the cleanness of my hands hath he recompensed me. For I have kept the ways of the Lord, and have not wickedly departed from my God. For all his judgments were before me, and I did not put away his statutes from me. I was also upright before him, and I kept myself from mine iniquity. Therefore hath the Lord recompensed me according to my righteousness, according to the cleanness of my hands in his eyesight. With the merciful thou wilt show thyself merciful. With an upright man thou wilt show thyself upright. With the pure thou wilt show thyself pure. And with the froward thou wilt show thyself froward. For thou wilt save the afflicted people, but wilt bring down high looks. For thou wilt light my candle. The Lord my God would enlighten my darkness. For by thee I have run through a troop, and by my God have I leaped over a wall. As for God, his way is perfect. The word of the Lord is tried. He is a buckler to all those that trust in him. For who is God save the Lord? Or who is a rock save our God? Now we will turn to Psalm 42. Psalm 42. As the hart panteth after the water brooks, so panteth my soul after thee, O God. My soul thirsteth for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God? My tears have been my meat day and night, while they continually say unto me, Where is thy God? When I remember these things, I pour out my soul in me, for I had gone with the multitude. I went with them to the house of God with a voice of joy and praise, with a multitude that kept holy day. Why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why art thou disquieted in me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him for the help of his countenance. O my God, my soul is cast down within me. Wherefore I will remember thee from the land of Jordan and of the Hermonites, from the hill Mizar. Deep calleth unto deep at the noise of thy waterspouts. All thy waves and thy billows are gone over me. Yet the Lord will command his loving kindness in the daytime, and in the night his song shall be with me, and my prayer unto the God of my life. I will say unto God my rock, Why hast thou forgotten me? Why go I mourning because of the oppression of the enemy? As with a sword in my bones, mine enemies reproach me, while they say daily unto me, Where is thy God? Why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why art thou disquieted within me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him, who is the health of my countenance and my God. Lastly, Psalm 61. Psalm 61. Hear my cry, O God, attend unto my prayer. From the end of the earth will I cry unto thee. When my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. For thou hast been a shelter for me and a strong tower from the enemy. I will abide in thy tabernacle forever. I will trust in the covert of thy wings, Selah. For thou, O God, hast heard my vows. Thou hast given me the heritage of those that fear thy name. Thou wilt prolong the king's life and his years as many generations. He shall abide before God forever. O prepare mercy and truth, which may preserve him. So will I sing praise unto thy name forever, that I may daily perform my vows. May the Lord bless those portions of his word to help us to pray. Gracious and merciful and almighty Lord God, we enter once more into thy house, thankful for another opportunity to be found in the means of grace. And Lord, what grace we need. Oh, we come so poor and destitute and need thee to fill us. Oh, we need thee to satisfy the longing soul and to fill the hungry. Oh, with the goodness of the gospel, all those fat things, it winds on the lees, Oh, we pray that thou wilt come, and that thou wilt give what is needed, that thou wilt break the bread of life in our midst this day. We would desire, Lord, to fall down at thy feet. We each come to thee as poor mortals, poor dying men. And Lord, we come to thee as naked and undone, in all our misery before thee, even this morning. And do pray that thou wilt come and deliver us from all our fears, that thou wilt pick us up, Lord, from where we are, that thou wilt help us indeed to trust in thee with all our hearts. And thou seest, O Lord, what each need as we come to thy house and pray. Lord, there might be none sent empty away from thy house this day, but may it be so, Lord, that thou wilt supply our need. May we be satisfied with the goodness of thy house. May there be portions for thy people. And we do pray that thou, Lord Jesus, wilt come. And do thou kindle in our hearts a living faith, that which might go after thee. Lord, may we not be left in our unbelief, we pray. But we ask, O Lord, that thou wilt so direct us and bring us. And as we have been favoured to come to thy holy hill this morning, oh, we pray to be brought to the holy hill of Calvary. Lord, we do pray that we might see him. Could it please thee? May there be that then which does feed our faith, strengthen our soul, brighten our hope. All that we are, Lord, but all dead men. And Lord, can these dry bones live? We pray that thou wilt do it for thy name's sake. Lord, we pray that thou wilt awaken the north wind and bid the south to come and blow upon our garden, that these spices might flow out to thee this day. Oh, could it please thee then in thy compassion, for thine eyes are upon the righteous and thy ear is open to their cry. May it be so in our midst here, Lord, that there might not be any prayer, any groan or desire that goes amiss this day. May there be that, Lord, which truly feeds and strengthens our souls. Thou hast the words of eternal life, and do thou speak them then, we pray, that we might live. Oh, let our souls live, and they shall praise thee. Lord, we do pray for each in their various needs and circumstances. Seest what each have passed through this past week, and thou seest what we shall pass through if spared this week to come, this week before us. And Lord, we do pray that we might not be left to go on our way by ourselves in our own spirit, but pray that thou wilt give us the convoy of thy love, that we might know thy presence with us, and that thou wilt speak to us and confirm us that we be in the way that thou hast appointed, that we be not walking in our own strength. We do pray that thou wilt come. And may it be so this day, Lord, that where two or three are gathered together in thy name, there thou wilt be in the midst. May we feel the presence of our Lord Jesus, even this day here. Oh, we pray that thou wilt come. Thou art the one thing needful to us, and we do pray that we might be made nigh to thee, made nigh by the blood of Jesus. May we feel that this God is our God, forever and ever, even this day. So may there be those truly helped, And Lord, we would remember those here afflicted in sorrow. We know not how it is with many, but we do pray that thou wilt be a father to thy people. Do be their comfort in their affliction. And do help us, Lord, to look to thee, for all our help must come from thee. We pray for this cause. We do pray that thou wilt maintain it and preserve it for thy people. We do pray for the deacons especially, for each church member, that thou wilt strengthen them and help them to stand, that thou wilt give them special strength and discernment and grace, O Lord, here at Swavesey. Oh, we do pray that thou wilt preserve thy truth, thy gospel here, and do lead a praying people to them here, and do add unto them, we pray, such as shall be saved. We pray that thou hast let thy work appear to thy servants. Could it please thee, Lord, in this day, to still manifest thy people and bring them out of prison, they might praise thee. Oh, we ask for those real deliverances. Command deliverances for Jacob. Lord, still set thy people free, we pray. And Lord, we do what we ask here. We pray for each cause of truth. We'd remember the friends at home where we have come from today. And do ask that thou wilt be with them there and quicken thy word and make it alive and bless souls, we pray. We do pray that thou wilt remain amongst thy people. We do pray that thou wilt, Lord, that thy glory might remain and not depart. Lord, it's so much needed amongst the churches. We need the Holy Ghost. We pray that thou wilt remain with us. We do pray then, Lord, be with each who bear office or any position of influence, that thou, Lord, will give them a special strength and discernment and grace. Lord, we would remember before thee our land. We would be thankful for the mercies in that the harvest has begun to be gathered in. And we give thee thanks for thy faithfulness in this. And all thy mercies, Lord, what a wealthy land we are. How many things we enjoy. And we thank thee for these mercies. Many things that others do not know. We would not pass them by. And we thank thee for them. We have homes and clothes and food. And many of thy people provided with work in this difficult day. We give thee thanks for these things. We do pray, Lord, that thou wilt supply these needs for thy people. But do enable thy people, we pray, to seek first the kingdom of God. Lord, we do pray that thou wilt bless our nation, our leaders. Seest, O Lord, that there are many evils in those circles of authority and many who seek to undermine thy truth, undermine thy word, many who would seek to pull out thy laws from the laws of this land. We do pray that thou wilt fight for us, if it is thy will. And do spare liberties to our children, if it is thy will. But whatever the case, O Lord, whatever is in thy mind, we beseech thee that we each shall be given a real religion, and that which might indeed stand the test of time and eternity, that it might be well with us each. Lord, we pray that thou hast give this to all thy dear people here. Oh, for a good hope. We pray that thou hast raised such up in our hearts today. We pray for the one who was meant to be here and now in the home, that thou will be with him and be his helper there, we pray. May he feel settled there in that home and be helped in that new pathway he has taken now. So, Lord, do be with us this day. May it be to us the Lord's day. May we be in the Spirit on the Lord's day. We are very conscious that without thee we can do nothing. We do pray that thou hast touched the preacher's lips. And we do pray that thou hast touched all of our hearts. Lord, there is nothing too hard for thee. We do pray then that thou wilt do it for thy great name's sake. We poor worthless worms. But Lord, thou hast all power in heaven and upon earth. And we need that almighty power this day. Do command the blessing. We plead for Jesus Christ's sake. Amen.
Hymn number 238. With melting heart and weeping eyes, my guilty soul for mercy cries. What shall I do, or whither flee, to escape the vengeance due to me? Hymn 238. Thank you.
text is found in Psalm 61 and verse 2. Psalm 61 and verse 2. From the end of the earth will I cry unto thee. When my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. From the end of the earth will I cry unto thee. When my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. Oh, how many times are the Lord's dear people feelingly at the end of the earth and totally overwhelmed. And there are many things which overwhelm a child of God. And if I can truly speak for any here, I say the biggest grief is sin. Oh, that we have a heart that is full of sin, is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. And this is that which has truly driven mankind, as it were, to the end of the earth. And it was so from the beginning of time, when dear Adam and Eve sinned against their God, their Maker, with whom they had had perfect communion and union, and yet they became afraid. They sinned, they were afraid. And then the Lord cast them out of that glorious garden, that paradise. They were cast out of the presence of God. And mankind has been found in a place of end of the earth ever since. We are born strangers, estranged from God, estranged from the womb. We are not born as God's friend, neither is he ours, unless he gives us grace. And we are found at the end of the earth. But poor Adam in all his misery, we see right at the beginning of time a gracious promise that the seed of the woman should bruise the serpent's head. And that way back to this, God has ever been through the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. And it is to this person, this glorious man, that the Church of Jesus Christ has looked and looked again. And there will be then in every child of God's life a time when he is brought from the end of the earth, a time where he is gathered, for the Lord will gather from all corners of the earth, and he will bring in his elect, and he will build his church, and the gates of hell will not prevail against it. And he will gather these end of the earth sinners unto himself. And this is the mercy of the everlasting gospel that we have to proclaim. It is to the worst, to the vilest, to the poorest, to the neediest. It's to the worst of sinners that this gospel comes. See the Lord Jesus, all he went to heal the lame. He went to give the deaf hearing, give sight to the blind. And the poor had the gospel preached unto them. You read all those cases of those various characters which came to Jesus. Were there any small cases? They all came with a pressing need. Oh, they all came looking to him. Lord, save me. Lord, help me. Jesus, thou Son of David, have mercy upon me. were some of the cries which were put to Jesus. And God's people have to come in the same way. Yes, when my heart is overwhelmed. And is this not the place where God's people come? Is it not when we are found at the end of the earth, as it were, the end of our own strength, our own hope? Is it not when we say with the psalmist, "All my hope is perished"? Yes, this is when all we are coming to one mightier and greater than ourselves. You see, solemnly, we are born in a state of deceit, and our strength is firm. And we don't need this rock. We don't need this mighty Saviour. It's a very solemn state, and it's of mercy when God begins to stir us up. It makes us to feel the emptiness of everything here below. It makes us to feel that all things here below are shaking, that nothing here is really stable. And there's only one thing that endureth. That is the gospel that endureth forever. It's a mercy when Jesus stirs us up. And the Lord will do this for his people. And if there are some here who do not feel that you have found this resting place, it is a mercy if you are amongst these who are overwhelmed. It's better to be in an overwhelmed, end of the earth condition than to be on a bed of deceit. To have a bed too narrow, too short, and a covering too narrow, that which will not suffice for eternity. It's a safer place to be on your knees, to be a wretch, than it is to be one who is strong in himself. All that are proud in heart are an abomination unto the Lord God. And he resisteth the proud, but he giveth grace unto the humble. Oh, and these are the people then that are brought to this rock. These are the people that are brought to trust in him. Yes, not great in themselves, not mighty. Can't say many things, perhaps. Yes, they can't boast of great knowledge. Do not maybe see things very clearly. And yet one thing they desire. Sir, we would see Jesus. These are amongst the Lord's sheep. These are the Lord's little ones. These are those whom his eye is upon, whom he carries in his bosom, oh, the bosom of his everlasting love. And even this day in heaven, he carries the case and condition of these little ones, for they are impressed upon his heart, and they have been from all eternity, for they are a people loved with an everlasting love. Oh, it is these people which he looks upon. Yes, if any say, "I have sinned and perverted that which is right," he shall deliver that soul from going down into the pit, and his life shall see the light. From the end of the earth will I cry unto thee when my heart is overwhelmed. So we have a sin as one which overwhelms the people of God. We think of dear David, oh, that dear man, indeed the one who wrote this psalm. Or was there ever a man who was in such deep waters when left to himself? And we've sung of him in our first hymn. Poor David, what deep waters. Through his own foolishness and sin. And yet, oh, where was his hope? Where was he looking? Where was he trusting? He couldn't say many things. He was full of confession. He had a broken heart and a contrite spirit. And he said that God would not despise him. That this was where he was looking. Was it not to this rock, the one who had been merciful, the one who had been gracious to him? Yes, this poor man. And yet this dear man David, in all his sin and all his wretchedness, could truly say, "My rock, my rock." But it is, you see, from the end of the earth. And we read of dear David in that Psalm 18. He said, "The Lord is my rock and my fortress, my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom I will trust." Oh, he could say this despite all that he was, that despite all that he had been left to, that the Lord had not forsaken him, the Lord had not left him. What a mercy it was to dear David. You see, the Lord dealt with him. He corrected him, but he did not cast him away. And he had to come as one at the end of the earth with a broken heart and a contrite spirit. And yet, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. Oh, here then, do we not have a picture of one who is in very deep waters, who feels that the floods have gone over their head? Yes, the waters are coming to your soul, poor sinner, and you're overwhelmed. You feel like Peter that you will sink in the midst of these waters. These waters flow over your head. And yet, as Peter, is not your cry, "Lord, save me"? Yes, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. Oh, poor David then, yes, in all his need, lead me to the rock that is higher than I, even in deep waters. And we read in Psalm 42, which we did read, that, "Oh, there is a deep which calleth unto deep. Deep calleth unto deep at the noise of thy waterspouts. All thy waves and thy billows are gone over me. I will say unto God, my rock, why hast thou forgotten me? O thou hast been my help, leave me not, neither forsake me." And yet we read that there is a deep which calleth unto deep. We cannot sink lower than the rock Christ Jesus. There is a deep which is beneath the depth of your sin. And indeed the depth of all your need, there is a deep in the mercy, the goodness and the righteousness of God. And this the sinner wants to realize when he feels to be tossed around. And he has to sometimes cry with Job, "I am full of confusion." Yes, stagger like a drunkard man and are at my wit's end. We read in that psalm, "Then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble, and he delivered them out of all their distresses." Oh, you poor drunken men today, you stagger around, cannot find a firm footing. Well, here in the gospel of Jesus is a footing, a foundation that can never move. Lead me to the rock that is higher than I. You see, these poor mariners who are found in some very tempestuous seas, and perhaps their ship becomes wrecked, or would they not then try to reach the shore or some rock of safety? They wouldn't try to find another wreck, would they? It's lead me to the rock. They want to find something sure, something certain, which they can cling to, hold to, amidst the storm. These mariners, all they need then, real safety. And the people of God will not want any false or flimsy hope, nothing that will fail them when they come down to their last moment. They don't want to be that one who builds his house upon the sand. It looks pleasant and very nice, but its foundation was discovered in the end. No, they want to be one who really, truly is building upon the rock. And at times they have to say, let no false comfort lift me up to confidence that's vain. For they realize that in their heart, oh, how they can rest on something, perhaps a comfortable feeling, or some earthly thing, instead of this rock. And it's their earnest desire that, oh, the Lord would deliver them from every deceit that is found in them, and truly and really lead them to this rock that is higher than them. And perhaps there are some here who fear, have I really found this rock? Did I really find it? Or was the comfort that I found false? Did it just spring out of my own feeling, my own affection? Well, what will we experience if we are truly found upon this rock? We'll feel and experience the peace which passeth all understanding, which flows alone through the blood and righteousness of Jesus Christ, and he will have all the glory. We won't be able to sit back. Yes, we will be beset at times perhaps with our own pride and confidence, but we will have that time and those moments where our hope is alone in him. He is our only hope, our only refuge. And those sweet moments, it's Jesus only. That is when we find this rock. That is how we know we've found this rock. Have we known then, amidst all our sin and uncleanness, that peace which passeth all understanding? Has it calmed your mind? Has it calmed your heart? Have you tasted that the Lord is good? Have you been at the throne of grace as a needy sinner and experienced that blood which makes you nigh, made nigh by the blood of Jesus? For this is a wonderful experience, if you can be made nigh by that. Indeed, it's the only way. And God's people, oh, are led to that rock. You see, in the wilderness, the people of Israel, we read of them that they all partook of a spiritual rock in the wilderness. They all drank of that rock, we read, and that rock was Christ. Before they drank of that spiritual rock that followed them, and that rock was Christ. And we read of them in the wilderness, those children of Israel, and how Moses struck the rock, and out of that rock flowed water. And another time, that Moses was meant to speak to the rock, and out of that rock flowed water. And this is how it has been in the Church of Jesus Christ, that Jesus Christ, the rock, smitten for sinners. This is the place where we will find life, eternal life. All out of that rock flowed water. And out of Jesus Christ there is living water for sinners. You see, lest we should think this rock in any way shows Jesus Christ to be hard-hearted, we read that his heart is like wax. Oh, Jesus Christ is not a rock in the sense that he is against his people, doesn't hear them, doesn't care for them. Oh, his heart is like wax. Yes, we have not an high priest who cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. Yes, this is the rock that we come to, one who is so kind and gracious and merciful. And as we were saying in the wilderness, that rock that was struck, all out of the midst of that rock flowed living waters. Oh, the dear Lord Jesus has an abundant supply that can satisfy the longing, thirsty, needy soul. And although Moses struck that rock the second time, it was the Lord's will that he should speak to that rock. And we have here a type that Jesus Christ can only be put to death once. He died once for sin. And now, my friends, it is for us to ask the Lord that he might give us living water. Lead me to the rock that is higher than I. These rocks were very significant to the Israelites and people in these hot countries. You see, they also gave a shadow from the heat. And we who have to labour in the heat and burden of the day will find Jesus Christ to be a shadow. And we can rest under his shadow with great delight. Oh, trust in the Lord forever. Trust in him. Yes, rest under his shadow. He will give you those spots and places where of relief. Oh, he will lead you to places of relief. We read in Psalm 84 of those that went up to Zion, that they went from strength to strength. And the Lord will give you times and places where you are led to this rock. Although you may feel in between to be overwhelmed and at the end of the earth, there will be places where you are led to this rock, Christ Jesus. And it will be a place of great delight, and his fruit will be sweet to your taste. Lead me to the rock that is higher than I. Or do we seek this rock? Are we amongst those who are really, truly labouring to come to this rock? Jesus said, "Come unto me, all ye that labour and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." There is no rest to be found in any other place. You see, we have here then a rock. A rock, as we have spoken of, it gives protection from the storm, from the heat, from the elements. And yet there is something else in this rock. A rock is then set forth as being something stable, something that will not be moved. The Lord's people, they are favoured to be found upon the rock Christ Jesus, can never be moved. If you find this place, you could never be moved. Trust in the Lord forever, for in the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength. We read in the margin, the rock of ages. We have in him a stability. He who is from everlasting to everlasting. Yes, he who was set up from the beginning, or ever the world was, before the foundations of the earth were laid. This is our God. This is our rock. And he will endure to all ages to come. For he is Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, and today, and forever. In him there is everything. All the stability that a soul needs. There is a foundation laid in the church of God, and that is Jesus Christ. And upon this rock he will build his church, and the gates of hell will not prevail against it. Oh, sinner, you who feel to be tempted, battered around, perhaps find yourself on a legal coast, under temptation of Satan, to turn away from this rock, to turn away from this one who is your only hope. Oh, you battered soul, there is only one place. And although you might feel to be moved, yet the gates of hell can never prevail against the work of Jesus Christ. And that is the hope of the church. You see, it's not us, is it? We have to be looking to one that is higher than us. One who is in heaven. One who has received all power in heaven and upon earth. One who is called the mighty God, the everlasting Father. May we look to him. Wretched that we are, for the church is safe in him. Yes, he shall lay thy foundation with fair colours. All you see is everything in this foundation. And all the promises of God in him are yea and amen. It's in him, all is in him. You who are tempted to look elsewhere for help, oh, don't go down to Egypt for help. Look not to man for help. Look not to a strength, a might of man. No, look to the Lord in all your trouble. Trust in him forever, as we said. For in the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength. And oh, poor sinner, in all your need, for we have many needs, do we not? Many needs in our lives. Oh, in all your needs, may you be helped to cast your burden upon the Lord and trust also in him. Cast thy burden upon the Lord, he shall sustain thee. Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Lead me to the rock that is higher than I. Also, needy sinner, in it, all your need, whatever it be. You see, sin forms a great deal of our need. But the people of God pass through many deep waters, many troubles, many trials. A man is born unto trouble as the sparks fly upward. And especially the people of God, for they find that Jesus has said, in the world they shall have tribulation. And they find themselves in deep waters. But there's not any circumstance, no need, no family trouble, no church trouble, no, nothing in your work, or to do with the people that you have to do with, that is too great for the Lord. The Lord knows all about your need. And he loves it when all his people are enabled to trust in him. Trust in him at all times, ye people. Pour out your heart before him. God is a refuge for us. We read of the church of God in the Song of Solomon. They are they that come up out of the wilderness, leaning upon their beloved, leaning upon him. You can't lean too hard upon a rock. Rocks don't move. And one thing that came to my mind there so sweetly yesterday was this. The psalmist says, "Thy righteousness is like the great mountains." Oh, something very sweet there. Sinner, this is something for you to lay hold on. That his righteousness is like the great mountains. In the margin it says, the mountains of God. And I wonder whether it has any reference to the mountains upon which Jerusalem was built. Does this not then speak of the whole work of God as built upon the righteousness of Jesus Christ? Thy righteousness is like the great mountains. Oh, look to the mountain, sinner. Look to this mountain. This is a great mountain. And it answers to your mountain of sin, the mountain of your depravity, corruption. Oh, thy righteousness is as a great mountain. Thy mercy, O Lord, is in the heavens, and thy faithfulness reacheth unto the clouds. Thy righteousness is like the great mountains. Thy judgments are a great deep. O Lord, thou preservest man and beast. How excellent is thy loving kindness, O God. Therefore the children of men put their trust under the shadow of thy wings. Oh, what a place to rest. What a place to look to. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. There is everything in him. Righteousness, yes, which he came to complete for sinners. An atonement which came forth from that rock. Yes, and a hope now for sinners, both sure and steadfast, which entereth into that within the veil, whither the forerunner is for us entered, even Jesus. Yes, even Jesus, made an high priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. This is the rock that abides this day. This is the rock that is still alive this day in heaven. He who has gained the victory over sin, death and hell. And when you come down, my friends, to life's latest moment, when you come down to the gates of death, this is that rock that will hold you fast in the swelling of Jordan. Yes, then you will find a flood which overwhelms you. Then all your strength will fail you. Yes, then your fears will rise. But here is a rock. Although your religion will be put to the test as never before, here is a rock. Once you have trusted in him, he has said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. Yes, this is a rock that will be true and faithful in that hour. He is a faithful God. God is faithful, we read. And he will not fail you in that hour. You who rest upon his blood and righteousness, He will not fail you. He says, I have gone to prepare a place for you. And if I have gone to prepare a place for you, I will doubtless come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. Oh, this rock will not fail you then. Many people in the world will find all their hopes fail them. And in the day of judgment, they will call upon the rocks to cover them, the mountains to fall on them, to hide them from the wrath of God. But here is a rock. Here is a rock which one who stands upon will never be ashamed. World without end. Lead me to a rock, to the rock that is higher than I. All we see in this rock, all we need, both for this life and for that to come. And we would just mention this. I shall read it in Psalm 40. He brought me up also out of an horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock, and established my goings. So, have there been many here who have known what it is to have been put upon this rock and established my goings? This is the only way in which we can really walk with God. We can really have a settled pathway in this life. How we can walk in the way of his commands and his precepts. It is this, that he establishes our goings. Put my feet upon a rock and establish my goings. You see, it is as we find this faithful friend who shall walk with us through this wilderness that our goings shall be established. One who we can lean upon and tell all our whole case, tell all the truth. This is the way we shall be established. And you see the faithful man, you see the godly man. How is it that he is able to continue? It's because the Lord has established his goings upon this rock. There's no other way in which a man can be faithful to God. It's only because God has been faithful to him, and by grace he is kept close to him. You see, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. And the poor world, how they lie out of this wisdom, this strength. Poor world come into trouble, come into many sorrows, but they don't know a helper, a rock. Oh, what a mercy it is if we know a rock, one whom we can turn to in the time of trouble, the time of need, one who we can turn to when we need direction, help to know what to do, which way to go. Yes, with him upon this rock, we shall have our goings established, that they shall be established in the right way. We shall be led by the right way to that city of habitation. Oh, are your goings upon this rock? Are your feet upon this rock? As you're walking a most uncertain pathway, friend, there's nothing certain in this world here below. Even though we might deceive ourselves to think we come to chapel and do the Lord's will, yet there is nothing certain unless we are on this rock, and we cannot really say that we are walking with him unless we are on this rock. Oh, may it be our earnest desire then, with the psalmist, to be crying unto him, lead me to the rock that is higher than I, that in every distress we might cast our all upon him, and trust only in him. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, he shall bring it to pass. Oh, may there be some who are passing through something in which they need the Lord to show them, direct them. Oh, you can find it in this rock. May the Lord give you faith. We each need an increase in faith to take all our need to this rock. Yes, your circumstance which overwhelms you. Yes, take it to this rock. The Lord has said, seek ye first the kingdom of heaven and my righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. You see, we must have the rock first, and the Lord will have it so in his people's lives. And he will have to bring down many of our idols, many of the things that we hoped in. Yes, he has said, we cannot serve two masters. Either we will hate the one and love the other, serve the one, despise the other. And the Lord will have us to depend wholly upon this rock, and that this rock might be first in our lives. Oh, that hymn has been with me, and it much speaks to my own case. And it would be good if we each were found in this place. As a child, thy whole dependence on me fix, nor entertain a thought, thy worthy schemes with mine to mix, but venture to be naught. Fond self-direction is a shelf, thy strength, thy wisdom flee. When thou art nothing in thyself, thou then art close to me. How this speaks our text. It's when we are nothing, it's when we fall down to the rock bottom, that we find this one, this one. And there is nothing, my friends, he can save unto the uttermost all that come unto God by him. Yes, he can come just where you are in your deepest distress. Lead me to the rock that is higher than I. So we have here a psalm of David. And was there not a man who did prove the Lord to be his rock? We said it at the beginning, that he could say, the Lord is my rock. The Lord is my rock. You may hear people using that saying, perhaps for one who has been so kind and stood shoulder to shoulder with them in their trouble. They might say, he was such a rock to me. She was such a rock to me. Well, here we have a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. Yes, he will be your rock in the hour of your extremity. For although we have many kind friends, many that would do us good, some are favoured with a faithful husband and wife, yet there's only one who really understands, one who can truly stand by us in the hour of need. This is the rock, Christ Jesus. Oh, that we could speak of him more fully. It would take eternity to speak of this rock. Indeed, it would take eternity to praise him for all his faithfulness and all his mercies. The psalmist says, from the end of the earth will I cry unto thee. When my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. May the Lord add his blessing to his own word, for Jesus' sake. Amen.
The collections last Lord's Day were £670, for which we are very thankful. God willing, Mr. Barker will address the Sunday school this afternoon. Mr. Hadley will preach on Tuesday evening, and Mr. Fred Eames next Lord's Day. Let us close with hymn 113. Who but the soul that's led to know how just and holy is the law, will to the cross of Christ repair and seek salvation only there. Hymn 113.
O Lord, do bless thine own precious word. Do gather with us, we pray, at the Sabbath school, and later at the evening hour, if it be thy will. May thy spirit remain here. And now may the grace of the Lord Jesus, and the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Ghost be with us each. Amen.